As he closed the gap, he could see that Sienna's appeal was directed at a young man who stood at the helm of a sleek powerboat that was just preparing to pull away from the dock. The man was smiling, but politely shaking his head no. Sienna continued gesticulating, but the boater appeared to decline with finality, and he turned back to his controls. As Langdon dashed closer, Sienna glanced at him, her face a mask of desperation. Below her, the boat's twin outboards revved, churning the water and moving the craft away from the dock. Sienna was suddenly airborne, leaping off the dock over the open water. She landed with a crash on the boat's fiberglass stern. Feeling the impact, the driver turned with an expression of disbelief on his face. He yanked back the throttle, idling the boat, which was now 20 yards from the dock. Yelling angrily, he marched backward toward his unwanted passenger. As the driver advanced on her, Sienna effortlessly stepped aside, seizing the man's wrist and using his own momentum to launch him up and over the stern gunwale. The man plunged headlong into the water. Moments later, he rose to the surface, sputtering and thrashing wildly, and shouting a string of what were no doubt Turkish obscenities. Sienna seemed detached as she tossed a flotation cushion into the water, moved to the helm of the boat, and pushed the dual throttles forward. The engines roared, and the boat sped off. Langdon stood on the dock, catching his breath, as he watched the sleek white hull skimming away across the water, becoming a ghostly shadow in the night. Langdon raised his eyes toward the horizon, and knew that Sienna now had access not only to the distant shores, but also to an almost endless web of waterways that stretched from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. She's gone. Nearby, the boat's owner climbed out of the water, got to his feet, and hurried off to call the police. Langdon felt starkly alone as he watched the lights of the stolen boat growing faint. The whine of the powerful engines was growing distant as well. And then the engines faded abruptly to silence. Langdon peered into the distance. Did she kill the motor? The boat's lights seemed to have stopped receding and were now bobbing gently in the small waves of the Golden Horn. For some unknown reason, Sienna Brooks had stopped. Did she run out of gas? He cupped his hands and listened, now able to hear the faint thrum of her engines idling. If she's not out of gas, what is she doing? Langdon waited. 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. Then, without warning, the engines revved up again, reluctantly at first, and then more decidedly. To Langdon's bewilderment, the boat's lights began banking into a wide turn, and the bow swung around toward him. She's coming back. As the boat approached, Langdon could see Sienna at the wheel, staring blankly ahead. 30 yards away, she throttled down and eased the boat safely back to the dock it had just left. Then she killed the engines. Silence. Above her, Langdon stared down in disbelief. Sienna never looked up. Instead, she buried her face in her hands. She began trembling, her shoulders hunched and shuddering. When she finally looked at Langdon, her eyes were overflowing with tears.
"Robert," she sobbed, "I can't run away anymore. I have nowhere left to go."